Yossi ben Yoezer ish Sreda, the Yossi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim kiblu mehem. So Yossi ben Yoezer, Yossi ben Yochanan, they were the next chain in the Mesorah. They're part of the Zugos. They're the Avbeistin, the Nasi of the and the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. So Yossi ben Yoezer ish Sreda Omer, he used to say as follows: Yehi beischa beisvad lachachamim, v'avi misabek be'afar aglehem, v'avi shtosa b'tzama es divrehem. Your house should be a meeting place for chachamim. You should cling to the dirt of their legs, of their feet, of the chachamim. You should be shosav et samas divrehem. You should drink their words with a great thirst. So the simple interpretation of this Mishnah is that it all revolves around respecting and honoring Torah and talmidei chachamim. If there's they need to have a meeting, they want to have a shir in a house, the Rabbonim want to have some type of kinesia, some type of meeting, some type of discussion. They want to discuss a communal issue. So you should be the first one to offer your house. You should raise your hand and offer my house. And you should be misabik in the offer like Lehem. You should drink their words with a thirst. But Rabbi Yona interprets some of the lines here in the Mishnah in very creative and unique ways that really add a whole nother level of interpretation and understanding to this Mishnah. In terms of Yebeischa Beisvad Chachamim, Rabbi Yonah says as follows: Bayis sheyiskaptzu l'sham chachamim, kaasher yitztarchu l'daver zem zeh. Your house should be a place where the chachamim want to meet. Good. Ve'ein ze el bebayis odom gadol v'choshuv. But this will only take place in the house of an upstanding, respectable member of the community. She'im bebayis odom pachos, because if it's someone lowly. If they tell the chachamim, here, we're going to go meet in so-and-so's house, and that person is uncouth, that person is not respectable, that person is not a Yorei Shemayim, it'll be Nivzabein of Venimos, as Yorei Hashem lo yichabed. He's not going to want to go to such a house. The chachamim are not going to want to meet in the house of someone who's not an upstanding member of the community. And therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah says, what I think he's trying to tell us is, it's not that you should be volunteering your house. It's that you should be living your life in a way that your house will be the natural choice. You should be living your house in the type of way that the Chachamim would want to come to your house. They would feel that this is a natural place for us to meet. And that's not going to be true if you live your life in a way that's not consistent with the lives of the Chachamim. You know, if you look at the book All for the Boss, the famous book about Rabbi Herman, lived in the Lower East Side, I believe, in the early 1900s. So you see that whenever the Chachamim used to visit from Europe, they would all naturally go to his house. That was the type of house the Chachamim would want to come to. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, Yeh Beischa Beisvad LaChachamim is not about volunteering. It's about living your life in a way that commands the respect of the Chachamim. Living your life in a way that's consistent with the way the Chachamim see how one should live their life. Okay, going further, I mean, this abek be'ofer aglehen. Rabbi Yonah here says this means to give them kavod. He says, used to be that back then, that people would stand and the Rebbe would sit and give shir. But there would always be some people that would come and sit on the floor. There wouldn't be enough room or they wanted to get close. You have that sometimes. Lahavdil, there's a movie or there's a show that's going on and there aren't enough seats. So people sit on the floor in front. You know, a lot of times they send the kids there, but sometimes even the people, if there's no room, there's no more chairs, they'll sit on the floor. Why? Because if it's something that's very important, something that they really want to hear, so they're willing to get their pants a little dirty if it's worth it to be able to hear. So here also there's a certain, showing a certain kavod for the chachamim, and even more so perhaps for the Torah, that I'm even willing to sit on the floor. And yeah, I'll be in all the dirt, I'll be in all the dust, but even the dust of a Talmud Chacham speaking is something that that I'm willing to expose myself to in order to be able to be mechabed the Torah and to be mechabed the Chachamim. Right? I'm not going to walk out the Chacham's giving a shira. Oh, there's no seat, so I'm going to leave. No, I want to. The true kavod for what he's saying and for who he is that I'm even willing to be in an uncomfortable position. And last, Shosav et Samas Divrehim. Rabbeinu Yonah here quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. Nefesh Sveya Tavos Nofes. Person who's very full, so he's willing to disregard or trample something very sweet, honey, honeycomb. But nefesh re'eva kol mar masuk. But someone who's very hungry, even something that's bitter, will appear to him to be sweet. And says Rabbeinu Yonah, Mishu Saveh Midivrei Torah Ve'inu Cheftzo Bahen. Explaining this pasuk in Mishlei, someone who's filled with Torah, not filled in the sense that they have a lot and they're a big Talmud Chacham, in the sense that they said, okay, I've had enough. You know, I did my learning and I'm done. I don't need any more learning. I've had enough Torah in my life. So such a person is so full, even if you give him the sweetest thing, sweetest Torah, he's going to trample it, he's going to disregard it, he's not going to want it. Right? Lahavdil, if a person's very full from dinner, you bring him out a piece of delicious chocolate cake, but if he's so full, he'll say, it looks great, but I just can't, I'm so stuffed, I can't eat it. So if a person looks at Torah that way, like, I'm so full, I can't have any more Torah, even if you bring him the sweetest Torah, he's not going to want it. But someone who's very hungry, so it doesn't matter what you bring him, you can just bring him a plain slice of bread. He would never eat that if he was full. If he was full, the chocolate cake, he tries to figure out if he has some room for it. But for a piece of bread, he's definitely not going to eat a piece of bread if he's full. But a person who's hungry, you bring a piece of bread, he's very happy. Oh, it's not so sweet, it doesn't have any tuna fish on it, or, it doesn't matter, he's hungry. So to a person who's starving for Torah, again, it doesn't mean he doesn't have, but it's an attitude. Someone who really wants Torah, a person who wants to understand it, he wants to learn more. So such a person, even if you give him Torah that's not so sweet, he's still very excited. Why? Because he knows it's MS, he knows it's Dvar Hashem, he knows it came from his Rebbe. This is something that a lot of times, you know, if you go to a lecture, so a lot of times, what's the response after a lecture? You'll say, oh, that was very fascinating, that was very intriguing, very interesting. That's a very appropriate response when we're dealing with a lecture. Even with a Torah shiur, sometimes it might be respectful and appropriate to say to the Magid shiur afterwards, that was very intriguing, very interesting Torah. But we have to be careful, because maybe the more appropriate response, again, it would be funny to say such a thing, was to say, like, wow, that was so true. That was MS. Because whether the Torah shiur is intriguing or not, the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, it's MS. And a lot of times, and we understand why, and for pedagogic reasons, it's obviously necessary often. But a lot of times a Rebbe, or Talmidim, will want to skip things that are less exciting, less interesting. You know, if they have a shir that has a great chakira with some nafkamina, then they're excited to say it. But a stam shir that doesn't have a big chakira in it, they're not excited to say it, because it's not exciting, it's not interesting. But the truth is that it shouldn't really need to be a liba de emes, because it's all Torah, it's all true, it's all the Dvar Hashem. When a person is thirsty, when a person is starving for Torah, so MS is MS. It doesn't matter how exciting it is, it doesn't matter how sweet it tastes. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah is learning pshat here. Havi shosa b'tzama es divrehem, that you should approach Torah with a thirst. And obviously, if it's exciting and it's intriguing, that's matov u'manoim, that's amazing, that's great. Torah should be exciting. But even if it's less, if we have the attitude that this is MS, this is Dvar Hashem, so therefore, even something which is not as exciting, not as sweet, but we still will turn towards it and seek it out with a thirst, because we realize that it's Dvar Hashem, and we realize that it's MS.